Shemah. So you see that you need Pirut. You don't just say Shemah Kulam Evidim. But the Evidim, he said Shemah Kulam Evidim. But Hatchila, we require Pirut. Then the Mishnah quotes a Machloikas, Rabbi Yudah Nachachamim, how far do you require Pirut? So within the vegetables, Rabbi Yudah divides them into two categories. Then on Dishoyim, these green vegetables, you should say Bari Mini Yerokas. And on all other vegetables, you should say Bari Pri Hadol. So the Gemara says, Nem Amar Aleph, towards the Mishnah. My time in Rabbi Yudah, what's the Mokar in Tanakh? Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Pasuk came to Hillel. What could that possibly mean? Chibayom Mevorach Mosa, Balayla, Mevorach Mosa. He only prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the daytime. He say a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night also. Ella, what it certainly means is, B'chol Yom Yom, Teilem Eim, Berchoysim Shal Yom. If the day is unique, if there's something special about the day, there's a Kishas Hayoyim, if it's Shabbos, a Yontav, or Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, you should mention that. You should mention Yalav Yavoy. This is the source of mentioning Yalav Yavoy, or it say in the Birchas Hamazon, Harin Nishmon Esrei. But just like we require Pirut regarding the nature of the day, we don't just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gave us another wonderful day. Every day is wonderful. Now, some days are more wonderful than others. Some days there's a Kedusha Sayyam. Some days there's a lower Kedusha Sayyam. Some days there's a higher Kedusha Sayyam. So we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu over all of the details as well. So to Rabbi Yudah requires in the Mishnah, Pirut, that you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and distinguish between the various kinds of vegetables. Now the Chachamim also subscribe to that. They also agree that you say Yalav Yavoy and you say Ritzei and the Bechus Hamboz and the Shman Esra. They also say that you sometimes say Bar Pi Hoetz and sometimes you say Bar Pi Hadoma. You don't just say Shakal Nivitvor. It's just a question of degree. It's not just my time in Rabbi Yudah. This Mokker, this Pasuk and Tilim is my time in the Rabbanon also. Why do you say Rochas Bufurot? It's just Rabbi Yudah is more medactic, more makbid than the Chachamim. But they all subscribe to this rule. This comment, B'chol Yom Yom Teilem Eim B'chol Yisrael Shal Yom, appears also in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph. On the left margin, they give you the cross reference. In Sukkah Mem Vav, the Gemara has a machloikis hatanoim in a braisa. If a person is planning to fulfill several mitzvahs, do we require that he should, Rashi says, for example, he's gonna put on talis and tefillin, he's gonna shake a lulav and sit in the Sukkah. That's a question whether Rashi means all four together. He's going to put on a talis and tefillin, shake a lulav, and sit in the sukkah. How can you have all four together? So obviously it's a dead giveaway that Rashi holds that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Or Rashi means no. You're going to put on talis and tefillin this morning, semicolon, and then on sukkah you're going to shake a lulav and sit sukkah. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do all four of us. I was going to do these two together or these two together. That's a simple reading of Rashi. It doesn't mean in a case you're going to do all four. So whatever it is, so the Gemara has a ma'abraisa where there's a machlekes hatanoim. Should you say asher kedushana b'mitzvois v'tzivono l'kayim mitzvoisov? Whenever you can cover two mitzvahs with one bracha, you try to do that. Why should you say a bracha on each and every individual mitzvah like Taisus and Rashi? Rashi and Taisus both quoted the Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Vav, the top Taisus. That asoch bein tefillah v'tefillah mevarach shtayim lo isoch mevarach achas. Even if you hold that Shal Rosh and Shal Yad are two distinct mitzvahs, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs consider Shal Rosh and Shal Yad as two distinct mitzvahs. How does the Rambam know whether you count things as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? That's a question. So the Rambam gives you one of the klalim. It doesn't. It's not the one and only klal that solves all the problems. It's one klal. He says, Dalad minim shebelulav ama'akvim zezeh. So that's why he's going to count that as one mitzvah. Masheni ken shal yad and shal rosh. The Mishnah says in Menachos, aemak from zezef. If he only has a shal yad, he only has a shal rosh. He puts on what he has. So whenever they're not miak from zezef, then it's an indication that they're two distinct mitzvahs. Whenever they are miak from zezef, then it's an indication that it's one mitzvah. That's the kasha and the Rambam. Rab Daniel Habavli from Baghdad. It was a dying in Baghdad. Had all correspondence with Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. So one of it, and it's printed in a separate sefer, Maisa Nisim. The one who paid for the publication was a Mr. Nisim in Paris in the 1800s. So the book is named after the donor, Maisa Nisim. Absalachik used to say, he doesn't know why they call it Maisa Nisim. He never saw any Nisim in the floors there. It's straight learning. So on the first page, they tell you why it's called Maisa Nisim. It was paid for by Mr. Nisim. So this is one of the kashas that he asked Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. But the Rambam counts Chelis and Lavan as one mitzvah, even though the Rambam paskins that they're not me'akfim zezer. So if they're not me'akfim zezer, according to the Rambam's rule, shouldn't that indicate that they're two distinct mitzvahs? So that klal that the Rambam gives doesn't solve all the problems. That's a partial klal. So I'll call upon him, let's assume Shal Yad and Shal Rosh are two different mitzvahs, and therefore it makes sense to say two distinct brachas, but if you can cover it with one bracha, why not? Just because they're two mitzvahs doesn't mean you have to recite two different brachas. There's an explicit Tosefta, where the Tosefta says if a farmer is about to be mafrish, bikurim, and then shuma gedoyla, and then maisa mena maisa, and then mafrish chala. It's not exactly, bikurim is attached to the ground, and shuma gedoyla is after it's detached. So he has some stuff that's attached, some stuff detached, then he has dough that he's about to be mafrish chala. So he says one bracha, shekadisham sasonu alafrashas truma. And he covers all four, because all four are truma. So whenever one bracha can cover many mitzvahs, you should do that. So normally on talis and tefillin, when you put on talis, say a bracha, when you put on tefillin, say a bracha. What if you're about to put on talis and tefillin? That's what most people do in the morning. They put on the talis and tefillin, b'zach hazeh, ritzufim. So that's a machloikis, a weepaskin, that you say two brachas. And there's one opinion in the brisa and sukkim involved. No, that whenever you can cover two mitzvahs with one bracha, you try to save a bracha. Otherwise, it's not a bracha about tola, but it's a gorim bracha shenet tzvicha. So one tana holds, nishgefelach, you can cover two mitzvahs with one bracha by making a vague statement, lekayim mitzvahs, asher kadoshan ben so it's one of lekayim mitzvahs, or lasis mitzvahs. Or the same thing is going to shake a lulav and sit in sukkah on the normal circumstances, each one has its own bracha. If you're about to perform both, so one tana is of the opinion that you combine them both and you recite one bracha. So we say no, based on this pasuk that you require pirut. You require pirut, and even if it's at the expense of saying an extra bracha, we still that's why it's a machlokes there. Everybody agrees that you require pirut by birchas hamitzvah. If you would just be shaking the lulav alone, the other tana wouldn't say that the nusach habracha should be shekher rishana b'mitzvah. Period. That's all. Asher kedushanu l'kayim mitzvaysav. That's all. No, he agrees also when you put on a talis and say bracha, the sata betzitzis. When you put on tefillin, you say lo aniach tefillin. When you put on talis and tefillin, in order not to be saying a bracha shein tzvicha, then you kvetch together the both mitzvahs and you say one bracha on both. And we paskin note that the pirut is more important than sparing the bracha. The pirut is more important than the issue of the concern of garen bracha shein tzvicha. What is the original din that the pasuk is indicating? B'chol yom b'yom tein l'meim b'chayis of shel yom. So that's what Rashi points out, that in tefillah, in the Shemana Esri, or in Birchas Hamazon, if today is a special day, if today is Shabbos or Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this special day. What's talk regarding that din? If a person davens Shemana Esri and he forgets to say Alaviyah, so the din is that he has to repeat the Shemana Esri. What does that mean? That he's not Yotzeh Dishman Esrei, that it's Ma'akeh B'Rievet? So that's a famous discussion in Tosfos on Chavav on the base. But Tosfos has the suffix, a person David Mincha on Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon. This long Tosfos, Tovelo his palo, Mincha. A person David Mincha on Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon, if he got Yalav Yavai, so the din requires that he's supposed to repeat Dishman Esrei. And then he didn't realize that he forgot Yalav Yavai till after Ma'ariv. So the shaila is, should he daven tashlumin? Should he make up? Should he daven tashlumin? What's he going to gain? He's going to say tashlumin. Rosh Chodesh was yesterday. Tonight is not Rosh Chodesh. Tonight he's going to say the same Shemana Esrei that he said for Mincha. But in Mincha, if he got Yalav Yavai at that time, that was a disaster. If he got Yalav Yavai, it was Rosh Chodesh. Tonight he's going to say the exact same text of the Shemana Esrei that he said for Mincha. He won't gain anything. Tonight is not Rosh Chodesh. He's not going to be mentioning Yalav Yavai. So that's two opinions in Tosfos. What's the issue? So it's famous that they say the name Rab Chaim, that if one assumes that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom Yom Tein Lameim B'chosim Shal Yom is Me'akev in the Tefillah, the Tosefta says Ayom Sheyesh B'kor B'Musaf. Ayom She'ein B'kor B'Musaf. When is Ayom She'ein B'kor B'Musaf? Atayin Sibur that you mention on Neinu Achanek and Purim. That it's only with the Rabbanon, Yom Sheim B'Musaf, Se'im Achzirim Musaf. The person forgot to say B'Al Anisim, forgot to say Aneni, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. But if it's a Yom Sheyesh B'Musaf, and he forgets to mention the Kedusha Sayyim, and the din is that he has to daven over. So the question is, what is the idea behind davening over? So one opinion in Tosis apparently thinks that is ma'akev the yevid in the tefillah. You weren't yoytze mincha. It's kila lo hispalel. So if he didn't daven mincha, then he has to daven ma'ir of tashlum in the second time. When he's going to say the second Shmanesu, he's not going to gain anything. Tosis uses the lotion ma'yar viach. He's not going to gain anything. He's going to be saying the exact same text of the Shmanesu that he said for mincha, and he forgot the yalav yavon. So still, he will gain. At the time that he daven mincha, he forgot yalav yavon. He wasn't yoytze the tefillah. Because Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Tein Lameim Mechosim Shal Yom is Makid B'Diyevin in the Tefillah, and when he davens Ma'ariv, that's the correct Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei. So that'll be Oyla as a Tashlum. And the other opinion in Tosis, the accepted opinion, is not so. That's the main opinion. We assume that if one forgets to say the Haskaras Kedushas Hayoyim and the Shmoneh Esrei, or in the benching, it's not really Ma'akev in the Shmoneh Esrei. You yoytze the Chayvas Tefillah. You just weren't Yaisa the Chayvas Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. There's a Chi of Tefillah. Either Deraisa, the Rabbana, whatever. The Rambam holds that Tefillah once a day, every day is Deraisa. Based on the Gemara on the first daf in Taina. So Liyavda B'chol of Avchem. Ezi Avodah Shebelev, Hev Yom is a Tefillah. Other Rishonim assume that it's only an Asmachta, that the Tefillah, the Gemara says so many places, that Tefillah is Lav Deraisa. The Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, so long Hasoga on the Rambam, how can he say that Tefillah is Deraisa? The Gemara has so many coolers. Based on the assumption that tefillah is lav deraisa, Ramban says he thinks that tefillah is only deraisa if it's tefillah b'yeis tzorah. That's how the psukim in the Chumash go. Al atzara tzarei eschem. If the Jewish people is at war, b'har yosem b'chatzoytzvus, you should blow chatzoytzvus. And blowing chatzoytzvus is a form of tefillah, a form of zo'oka. Or there are other psukim in Chumash when there's a big eis tzorah, either a tzoras hayochid or a tzoras hatzibus, and then there's a chayvas tefillah. But if there's no Eis Tzorah, so the Ramban holds that the Chayvus HaTfilah is only the Rabbanah. So whatever it is, whether Tfilah is the Eis HaRabbanah, there's one mitzvah, one obligation to daven, then there's another separate obligation. B'chol Yom HaYom, Tein L'Meyem B'chol Yisrael B'chol Yom, to mention the Haskoras Kedushas HaYom. If a person davens Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot Yalav Yobah, it's not that he's not Yotzei D'Shmoneh Esrei. The Yoylem is Yotzei D'Shmoneh Esrei. The only thing is he wasn't Yotzei this obligation of B'chol Yom HaYom, Tein L'Meyem B'chol Yisrael B'chol Yom. So the Chachamim allow him, not that he's mechuyev to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei. We recommend to him, we permit you to offer a Tfilas Nedavah. There is such an institution of Tfilas Nedavah. Tfilas Nedavah is on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai Shehispal Odom Kol Hayom Kula. The Gemara has there, we learned it, we discussed already. Safik Hispal or Safik Lo Hispal. A person is not sure whether he davened or not. So the din really should be that Tfilas Lav Derais, Eina Chayzem Hispal. Say Sofik Rabban Lakula. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Halavai she is palod and kol hayam kula. What does Rabbi Yochanan disagree? Yemechuyev to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei misofik. How can you say Yemechuyev? Sofik Rabban Lakula. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't disagree with the first mandama that Tfila Rab Lozer. Lozer was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. He also agrees that Tfila is lav derais. That Sofik Rabban Lakula and Sofik Brachas Lahakil. He agrees. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Chuvas HaRashbo, Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan, Halavashi Yisparalam Kol Yom means like this. Strictly speaking, Sofik Hispal, Sofik Lo Hispalel, Sofik Derabbanu Lekula, Sofik Brachas Lo'akal, you don't have to daven over again. But we would recommend, we know there is an institution of Tfilas Nedavah. If a person chooses to, he can volunteer to add an additional Tfilah over and above the Shachris Mincha Meir. So in this situation, we would recommend, it's an Eitz HaTaiva, but it's not a Chiv. If a person is mesupik, if he daven or not, so Rabbi Yochanan just says halavai sheispalon and kol yom kulo. We would recommend that he should choose that option to offer a tefillas nedavah. So the same over here, a person, let's say, daven mincha am Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say yalav yovoi. So the chayvus hatefillah he's yotzei. He's not yotzei the other chayva. Baruch Hashem yom yom b'chol yom yom tein l'meim b'chosim shal yom. He's not yotzei the chayvus haskoras kedushas hayoyim. So what can he do? He should have really been masked the Kedushas Hayom in Mincha. So we permit him, and we recommend to him, we obligate him to offer a Tfilas Nedavah in order to gain the Chayvus Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. So if that's the Pshat, not that he's not Yotzei Mincha, not that he's not Yotzei at all. If a person forgets Yalav Yav, has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, not because he wasn't Yotzei the Chayvus Tefillah, he wasn't Yotzei the Chayvus Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. So we tell him, seize on the opportunity of offering a Tefillas Nedavah in order that you should be, in other words, the first Shmoneh Esrei you gave was Mincha. you were yotze mincha, but you weren't yotze the chabas haskaras kedushas hayayin. So we tell him, we recommend to you, you should daven a tefillas nedava in order to chaparayin the opportunity of mentioning haskaras kedushas hayayin. So that's only by medvar mamurim. If it's still bisman mincha, he forgot to say yalav yavad by mincha amish chaydish, and it's still bisman mincha, so he'll daven another shman esra, it'll be a tefillas nedava, and during that tefillas nedava he'll mention yalav yavad. But if he already forgot till after ma'ariv, and then what's he going to do? He's gonna mention haskaras kedushas hayom. Ma'ariv is not rosh chaydish, or even if ma'ariv is rosh chaydish, let's say it's 2 days rosh chaydish. So some achrayim say, in the Pischei Tshuva, Anor Rechayim, he quotes a machlokes achrayim about this. The Shari Tshuva didn't have these achrayim. This was later achrayim. So in the Sefer Pischei Tshuva, he quotes the machlokes achrayim. If you have 2 days, Rosh Chodesh, then he writes, some achrayim write, that both opinions in Tosis would agree that you should daven tashlumen, you should daven ma'ariv a second time, because he will be marviach. Tosis lashon was the machlekes and Tosis doesn't make sense that he should daven tashlumin after ma'ariv a second shmoneser to make up for the mincha that he daven, but he forgot yalav v'yavad. What's the nekuda? What's the machlekes? Because ma'yarviyah, what's he going to gain? So here he is at yarviyah. It's going to be 2 days rosh chodesh, so he'll say the second shmoneser after ma'ariv, so he'll be marviyah. He'll say yalav v'yavad. So then the pischa tshuva quotes other achrayim saying, no, that's ridiculous. What does it help if it's 2 days rosh chodesh going to say yalav v'yavad? So what? But the whole idea is to be masked the kedushas hayoyim bismanoi baruch Hashem yom v'chol yom ayom tein l'mein b'chayis b'shayom. Today's Rosh Chodesh, let's say tonight, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so the second night of Rosh Chodesh, I said yalav v'yavad on ma'ariv. So I already said haskaras kedushas hayoyim for tonight. I didn't say for yesterday mincha. So what's it going to help? What's it going to help that I'm going to say yalav v'yavad by ma'ariv if I didn't say yalav v'yavad by mincha? It's a different zman. It has to be within the same zman, not a different zman. The same is true regarding Birchas Hamazon also. The Pashtus is, let's say a person eats a meal on Shabbos or Yontov or Rosh Chodesh and he forgets to say Ritzei Yalav Yavoy. So the Pashtus is that it is Yaitzei, the Birchas Hamazon, there's a Chavis Birchas Hamazon. Then there's a Chavis Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Chol Yom Yom, Tenem Eim Chosim Shal Yom. So the Pashtus is that the person is Yaitzei Birchas Hamazon. It's just not. So why does the Gemara say he has to bench over? I mean, test on the base, the Gemara says, if it's Shabbos or Yontif, he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. If it's Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, he doesn't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Why does he have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos or Yontif? The Gemara seems to say why. Because on Shabbos or Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Seuda. Where do I do the talking? Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Is that helping?
Sure, it's helping. Okay. Thank you. And the boys know how to turn it off?
Yeah.
It's pull out the plug.
Right in the back, there's an off switch.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I don't know
where
the clip of it is, but it's...
As long as it's working. Okay. So the Gemara says, that if it's Shabbos or Yontov, when a person has an obligation to have a Suda, and he recites the Birchas HaMazon, and if he gets with Tzei Yalav Yovah, he has to repeat the benching, not because he's not Yotzei the bench. The Yolam de Birchas HaMazon is Yotzei. He's not Yotzei the Suda Shabbos or the Suda Yontov. In order to be Yotze the Suda Shabbos or Suda Yontov, you have to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. How is one Kaveh? By having Kiddush in advance. You have to have Kiddush B'makom Suda. And by mentioning the Kedushas Hayom, the Haskaras Kedushas Hayom, and the Birchas HaMazon at the end. Achal HaMoed Aran Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, Vayiboy Yochel, Liboy Lo Yochel. You're not allowed to fast. But there's no mitzvah to dafke have a Suda. You don't have to have a meal with Hamoitzi. With Birchas HaMazon, so in order not to fast, you could have had ice cream, you could have had some vegetable salad, well, you wouldn't have recited Birchas HaMazon, you wouldn't have recited, you wouldn't have said Yalav Yavad at all, you would have just said Bar Nefashos. So even if you happen to have had a bread meal, on Rosh Chodesh, Achal HaMoed, and you forgot to say the Ritzei and the Birchas HaMazon is Yotze anyway, even on Shabbos Yom. The only argument is, that on Shabbos there's a Chayva Suda, you have to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, by mentioning the haskorek to Zayim in the benching, on Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed there is no chiv suda, so there's no cause to say that he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. How do we know that that's the pshat? Because in Shulchan Aruch they quoted Tshuvas Rashi, there is a din of benching mezuman. Thank you very much. There is a din shlosh shach l'kachas chayavim lezame, that if three people ate together, they're obligated to recite mezuman. So the Gemara says there was once an occasion where three people were eating together and they were approximately the same level in learning. There wasn't anyone who was clearly more learned than the other. So they decided, mistakenly, that the only time you recite mezumen, the only time you bench mezumen is if one is more learned than the other two, one is a bigger tzaddik or something, so his benching is going to be superior to my own benching, so then we all have one person recite the Birchas HaMazon for us. That was Bizman HaGemara, that was the Ikar Din of benching mezumen, that one person recites the whole Birchas HaMazon and everybody else is yotzei. But if all three are on the same level of learning and Yiras Hamayim, so they didn't think that that it makes any sense to have mezumen. So each one benched on their own. Then after they did wrong, then they went to ask their rabbi. The rabbi told them that they did wrong. They should have benched mezumen, even if they're all on the same level of Yerushalayim. So they said, maybe we should bench all over again now. So he says, no, ein zimun lemafreya. What does it mean, ein zimun lemafreya? Once you've already yotzei birchas hamazon, you can't recite mezumen. Mezumen is only when three people ate shlosha shachal kachas, and they didn't fulfill the chiyuv birchas hamazon yet. So the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah is by benching mezumen. So based on that, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Tshuvas Rashi in the following situation. Three people ate together on Shabbos, and then they benched mezumen, and all three forgot to say Ritzei. So all three have to bench over again. So the Rambam chayav to bench again. So Rashi says they don't bench mezumen. Why? Because ein zimun lemafreya. What does it have to do with ein zimun lemafreya? But all three are chayav to bench. So the answer is, because all three were yotzei benching the first time. The only reason why they're benching a second time is to be yotzei the chiyuv suda. So the truth of the matter, let's say on Friday night, I ate a meal and I forgot to say ritzei in the Birchas HaMazon. So it's not that I'm not yotzei the benching, I'm not yotzei the meal. So I have an option now. I have either an option, wash again, need another meal, and then make sure you say ritzei after the second meal. Or if you get ritzei after the second meal, it would be yotzei Birchas HaMazon, eat a third meal. But the guy's already ready to plot. He ate such a big meal on Friday night. So the rabbis gave him a kula, a leniency. It's not that that's what he has to do. The oilam, if after the benching he'll eat another meal, that'll be fine. They gave him a kula. He doesn't have to eat another meal. Let him. We permit him to repeat the Birchas HaMazon, even though there is no concept of nedova by benching. There's a concept of tfilas nedova by Shmona Esrei, by Koshes Tzorach. By Birchas HaMazon, there is really no concept of nedava. So nonetheless, the Chachamim permitted that the individual who recited the benching forgot to say Yalav Yavoi. So the Chachamim permitted him to repeat the benching in order to be kaveh the suda l'shem suda Shabbos. But it's not that he's mukhiv to bench mitam chayvus birchas hamazon. Mukhiv to bench because otherwise it'll turn out that he wasn't yet to the suda. So that's what Rashi says, ein zimun lemafreya. All three of them benched already, but all three forgot Ritzei, so all three were not Yotzei the Suda, so all three are Mukhiv to bench again, but not Mitam Chiv Birchas HaMazon, Mukhiv to bench again, Mitam Suda Shabbos. So that's what Rashi says. The only time you have a Zimun is when the three people are Mukhiv to recite Birchas HaMazon, Mitaris Birchas HaMazon. You have such an additional Gemara also, earlier. Gemara has a din, if the Chazan is davening Shachris, once in a long while it happens, Chazan is davening Chazoras Hashatz on Rosh Chodesh morning, and he forgets Yalav Yavai, and he just keeps on going by. Everybody, no one's paying attention, or everybody screams out, and he's hard of hearing, and he doesn't pay attention. He just finishes the whole Chazoras Hashatz, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavai. So the din normally is if an individual forgets to say Yalav Yavai, has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says B'tzibur Shaini. It depends. If the Chazan forgot in the Chazaras Hashatz, he forgot to say Yalav Yavai and Rosh Chodesh Tishachris, he does not repeat the Chazaras Hashatz Mipnei Sheyochel Yomro B'Tfilas HaMosofim. It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be the Shliach Tzibur by Musaf. You can have a different Shliach Tzibur. It doesn't mean Mipnei Shehu Yochel Yomro. Haskaras Rosh Chodesh will be mentioned, will be taken care of during Musaf. What do you mean during Musaf? But he wasn't Yotzei Shachris. What does it help that he's going to say Musaf? No, the answer is he was Yotzei Shachris. When you daven and you forget to say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, Li'olam the din is that you are Yotzei Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. You're Yotzei the Shachris. You're just not Yotzei the mitzvah Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's a separate mitzvah. B'chol Yom Yom. Tein la'me'en b'chosev shal yoy. So if it would be a Yochid who forgot to say Yalav Yavai in Shachris, we would recommend that he should volunteer it. We strongly recommend he should volunteer at Tfilas Nedava and gain the Haskaras Kedushas Hayayim in Shachris. But if it's Betzibur, there's an issue of Tircha de Tzibura, so we say, good enough. They're going to daven Musaf, only the Lechayra, this Arab Soloveitchik said, only provided that they're going to have the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf within the Zman of Shachris. Let's say they plan to daven Musaf at 11:30, at 12 o'clock. That's not going to be within the Zman of Shachris. So apparently the Chachamim were mistaken that you should mention B'chol Yom Yom Te'enu Me'en B'chol Yisrael Shal Yom. You should mention the Haskoras Kedusha Sayyam should be Bizman Ma'ariv, and Bizman Shachris, and Bizman Mincha, the three Zmanei Tefillah. The Pasuk in Tehillim doesn't say, it just says B'chol Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom Yom Te'enu Me'en B'chol Yisrael Shal Yom. One could argue the point and say it's once a day, but we know that it's not just once a day. The Chachamim, maybe the whole thing is the Rabban, whatever. If it is midibe kabbalah, maybe it's more than a din derabbanan. But the chachamim added on that you should mention the kedushas hayayim during the three different time periods of the day of tefillah. So you should mention once by ma'ariv, and once by zman shachris, and once by zman mincha. So if the person, if the chazan forgot to mention yalav yavoi in chazaras hashatz of shachris, so if they're going to daven musaf within the zman of shachris. If they're going to daven musaf within the zman of shachris, so there will be a haskara of kedusha sayyam b'avish chodesh during that time period before the zman mincha. You can't say rely on the mincha that you're going to daven. No mincha. There's a chi of haskaras yalav yavai by ma'ariv, by shachris, and by mincha. So what does it help? He's going to rely on mincha, but it can rely on musaf if he's going to daven musaf during the zman of shachris. So then he'll be yotze the chayvus haskaras kedusha sayyam. That's what we say for a shliach tzibur. What about a yochid? So the Gemara says, no, yochid should not rely on the fact that he's going to mention kedushas hayom v'avash chodesh in musaf. Yeah, he's not supposed to. He should really offer a second tefillah, and the second shachris is really a tefillas nedava. We allow tefillas nedava in certain cases. That's the Gemara Chofal from an aleph. Halavai she's parlad and kol hayom kulay. We allow tefillas nedava. So let him offer tefillas nedava and mention the Kedushas Hayayim before he gets the Musa. What if the Yeved HaYochid didn't follow the rules? He davened Shachris and he forgot Yalav V'Yavai. he realized he forgot. It doesn't make a difference. Let's say he davened Musaf already, Bizman Shachris. So would you say that the Yeved, he's Yaitzei, the Chayvus Haskaras Kedushas Hayayim, and there's no need to repeat Shachris? Or do you say no? If it's still within the Zman of Shachris, he's davening in an early minyan. So if it's still in the Zman of Shachris, even though he mentioned Kedushas Hayayim and Musaf, maybe we should insist that he should daven over Shachris again. So the Mogen Avraham quotes that this is a machlekes achrayim. A yochid daven Shachris on Rosh Chodesh, forgot Yalav Yavoi, then he daven Musaf, and in Musaf obviously he mentioned the Kedushas Hayayim of Rosh Chodesh, that's what it's all about. And then he realizes that he forgot to say Yalav Yom Shachris. He's a yaitze with the Musaf that he dam. So that's a machlek. So how do we paskin? So we paskin Sveka the Rabbanu Lekut. Machlek is Sachreinim. We paskin. How can it be that by the Shliach Tzibur he realized Lachatchila Musaf? And a yochid, even by the Eved, is no good by Musaf. The Svara, the same Svara that applies to the Shliach Tzibur, Lachatchila by Shliach Tzibur, we allow it even Lachatchila because of Tircha de Tzibur. But it can't be mutter lachatchila by a tzibur if it's not even good b'di'evet by the yochid. So if by the chazan we allow it even lachatchila, so by the yochid it must be that it's at least good b'di'evet. So that's what we assume. Then Rav Soloveitchik got it on the name Rav Chaim, that all of this, all these dinim in the Gemara, this was only bizman ha Gemara, bizman ha rishonim, that people would offer once in a while a tefillas nedava. Zman Azeh, the recommendation is in Shulchan Aruch that we don't really pay so much attention when we daven Shmoneh Esrei. It's bad enough that we're not mechabim when we daven, so we should add on additional voluntary tefillas nedoven. We're not even davening the etzem Shmoneh Esrei, the chayva properly. So we don't recommend any tefillas nedoven. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said b'shem Rav Chaim, that Zman Azeh we should say that if one forgot Yalav Yavai and Shachris, we wouldn't even tell him to daven over Shachris. We would tell him lachatchila to daven Musaf bizman Shachris, and the yoytzei the chayvus haskaras kedushas hayayim by the davening of the Musaf. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said. L'chorit should follow also the Rambam quotes from the Goyim a fascinating din. On Shabbos and Yontif, one is not permitted to offer any korbanos nedava. On On Shabbos it's a malacha, and Yontav it's also a malacha. You have shchita, and you have zrikas adam. Shchita is a malacha derais, and it listen shama hashechet. Zrikas adam alam is be'ech is machshe the korban. So that's a malacha midirabon. That's called mesaken mona. Then haktoras emurim, you're burning things. That's havar. You have a fire burning on the mizbeach. Not only is there an isavar, if you strike a match and you make a fire, if you rub two stones together, you make a fire. If you have a fire and you throw in some more fuel, throw in some logs, you throw in some more chalef to burn, so that's also a malacha of havar. So offering a korban on Shabbos and Yontav is a malacha. So on Shabbos, we only permit the korbanas that are literally zmanim kavu, the tminim and mesafim, that if it's over yom, a bottle korban has to be brought today. A Yontav, we're a little more lenient, doesn't have to be over yom, a bottle korban. We say the Oilas Riya and the Shalmi Chagiga are also, it's not Zmano Kavua in the same sense as Zmano Kavua on Shabbos. To be Doicha Shabbos has to be Zmano Kavua of a Yom HaBatal Karbana. The Oilas Riya with the Shalmi Chagiga is Zmano Kavua. You have a week to bring it. You have to bring it sometime during the duration of Pesach, during the duration of Sukkot or Shavuos. You have 6 days of Tashlum and following Shavuos. You have to bring it. It'll be over HaShavua HaBatal Karbana. It's not it. Not as much zman kavu as tmidim and safin, but it's also in a certain sense zman kavu. But in Dorim and Adavis, you're not allowed to bring on Yontif. The Gemara says it's an Isa derais, it's not Xerah derabon. The Dorim and Adavis, you're not allowed to bring because it's a malach. So the Rambam quotes a fascinating din for the Gaonim that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that just like we don't permit the Dorim korbanis, the Dorim and Adavis on Shabbos and Yontif, so too we wouldn't permit Tfilas Nadavin on Shabbos and Yontif. Because all the tefillahs that we offer are kineged ha-korbanis, is considered as if it's a form of a korban. So if you're going to offer a tefillahs nedovah, tefillahs nedovah means more than ma'ariv, shachris, musaf, and mincha. On Shabbos and Yontav, you have to daven four times. Yom Kippur, you daven a fifth time, ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is the tefillah of a tainis, not because Yom Kippur is something special. Yom Kippur is a tainis, like every tainis. It's the daven ne'ilah on every tainis. So if a person wants to volunteer an additional tefillah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we wouldn't permit it because we don't permit Korbanis Nedova. What's the Hashvah? Korbanis Nedova is a Melacha. What's the Melacha involved in offering a Tefillas Nedova? Is a strange concept. But that's what it says in the Rambam is quoting from the Gaon. So if on Shabbos one doesn't permit Tefillas Nedova, but this whole institution, the way we're explaining it, for, let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and the person forgot Yala V'Yavoy and Shachris, so we would say that Bizmana Gemara, until recently, we would say we would recommend you should daven Shachris over again. Just but yeah, but if you already daven Musaf, and in Musaf he mentioned both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and he daven Musaf during the Zman of Shachris, so he doesn't have to repeat the Shachris. He already had the Haskaras Kedushas Hayam during that Zman Tefillah. But L'chatchila, we would recommend you should daven also. L'chor on Shabbos, we shouldn't allow it. If the whole idea of davening over Shachris is that we're offering a Tfilas Nedova, Shachris, we were ready Yotze with the first Shemana Esri. Like we say, Birchas HaMazon, you're Yotze. Even if you forget to say, Ritzei HaYal V'Yom. So Shachris, you're Yotze. Also over here, the only thing is, you weren't Yotze the Chavis HaSkaris, which is HaYom, so we would permit you, we would recommend to you, you should offer a Tfilas Nedova during the same Zman of Shachris in order to gain the HaSkaris, which is HaYom. But if it's Shabbos HaYontif, when we don't allow, on Shabbos, when we don't allow Tfilas Nedova, so we should say lahatchila. He should not only bizman hazeh that we frown upon tefillas nedova, even bizman that they had tefillas nedova. But Shabbos, when you don't allow tefillas nedova, so if someone in Shulchan Aruch should have said that. So it doesn't say. That's the problem. It doesn't say.
If the chazan forgets the salah shmanesha, it's when he repeats it in the large shmanesha. Is that enough then?
Yalav
Yehovah, then he doesn't
have to say it. Right. If the chazan forgot Yalav Yehovah in the silent shmanesha, is going to daven the korban. He'll rely on that. Yeah.
What if you forget mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and let's say it's Shabbos?
Forgot to say mincha.
Say Yalav Yehovah. And Shabbos
Rosh
Chodesh.
Right.
Does he repeat
Shemoneh Esrei? So the way we're saying it shouldn't be allowed to.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be permitted to.
So
that's a Chiddush.
Or do you say the first day in Tosfos that it's actually like you didn't daven
at all? No, we don't really follow the first day. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin Meikir Adin that if one daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and if he got Yalav Yavoi, he doesn't have to make Tashlum. They recommend to satisfy the other opinion, give it Tfilas Nedovah. daven the second Shmoneh Esrei after Ma'ariv as a Tfilas Nedavos, and maybe to satisfy that opinion that you mechuyev to make up a mikra, and then we paskin not so.
What about a Yom Chol if you forget mincha, if you forget Yalla V'yech, what means for Rosh Chodesh? Because we don't daven Tfilas Nedavos nowadays.
No. But you have a chayva, you have no choice. You have to daven the Tfilas Nedavos in order to gain this chayva saskaras kedusha yom. If there's something to rely on, like Musaf, which is going to be daven bizman shachris, so just like the Chazim relies on that lachatchila, and the Yochid B'Yevid can rely on that, that's the Magen Avraham quotes a machlekes achronim shilti gebarim says B'Yevid the Yochid can rely. So bizman hazeh, Rab Chaim said you can rely lachatchila because we don't do tefillas nedavim. But by mincha you have nothing to rely on. But if it's mincha on Shabbos according to this cheshbon, he would have no choice. He's yotzei mincha and he doesn't daven over and he loses. He lost out the opportunity of fulfilling this mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom.
What about the Yom Tzur, the Shabbat?
In which case?
If you forgot Yalav Yavoy, say Shabbat.
I mean, a Yochid forgot Yalav Yavoy in Mincha, but the Chazan didn't begin the Chazar HaSashat yet. Yeah, she should stay next to the Chazan and should tell the Chazan to be Moitzi him. Chazan really has a mind when he does the Chazar Sashat to be Moitzi everybody with whatever they're supposed to be Yoitzi with. Chazan doesn't have to know the whole Lomdus, but yeah, he has a mind whatever the function of the Chazar Sashat is. So that's one of the roles of Chazar Sashat. Nishein Obaki, whoever is not a Baki, can rely on the Chazar Sashat. So normally, I am a Baki, but if I dab the Mincha and I forgot Yalav Yavoy, so for this Mincha, I'm an Eina Baki, Baharai, I just dab and I forgot Yalav Yavoy. So that's what Tosis says. If I daven, then I forgot Yalav Yom. So for this Shmoneh Esrei, I'm an Eina Baki. So I can rely lachatchila on the Chazor Sashatz. Exactly. Okay, so these are the three different dinim that the Gemara has based on this pasuk. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. B'chol Yom Yom Teinu Meim B'chosim Shal Yom. The one din is for Shabbos HaYontav. You have to mention Haskaras Kedush HaYom. Second din is that you need Pirut for Birchas HaNenin, which all the Tanoim agree to. Just but the Yevid Yoytze with Shahakol, but Chachtila, they all agree that you need Pirut. They just argue to what extent are you so medactic about the Pirut. Do you divide all the vegetables into two different categories and say Bari Mine Deshaim and Bari Mine Bari Pri Vadom? And by Birchas HaMitzvah, it's also Machlokes. And also by Birchas HaMitzvah, all the Tanoim agree that you need Pirut. And they all agree whenever there are two mitzvahs that can be covered with one bracha, you say one bracha. Soch ben tefillin a tefillin averi hebiyadu v'chor zelam yorcha mochama. It's a garim bracha shein a tzvicha. If you can cover two mitzvahs with one bracha, you should do so. Here the question is, you can't cover two mitzvahs with one bracha, but you'll be poigem in the birchas ha-mitzvah. You'll water down the bracha. The bracha is going to be a general bracha. So that's a machlekes satanoim. If he's about to put on talis and tefillin, he's about to shake a lulav in the sukkah, should he water down the bracha and say one bracha to cover both? Shekirishana be mitzvah isav, it's Ivana Lassa's mitzvahs or something like that. Shekirishana al mitzvah isav. Or should you say no? The pirut of the bracha is more important than combining brachas together. Okay. Then the next mishnah has a din which we assume is very obvious. If by mistake you said Bari Pri Huayitz on a vegetable, you're not Yoytze. If by mistake you said Bari Pri Adam on a fruit, you are Yoytze. We don't really understand why the Gemara makes this toloi in the Machlekes Hatanoim and Bikurim. So the Rambam paskins against the Bavli. The Rambam paskins like the Yishama. The Yishama does not make a toloi in that Mishnah in Bikurim. If you have a Shamayim in Ikta Tzalilon, is he made of the Ena Kore? Let's say I had a farm and I was mafresh bikurim, and by the time I come to the Beis Hamikdash, my agent already asked my agent to sell the farm. I want to leave farming, I want to go into business. So by the time I come to the Beis Hamikdash, my agent calls me, he already sold the farm, doesn't belong to me anymore. So can you be maybe bikurim? Can you say, the truth of the matter is, when it grew on the farm did belong to me. But right now, when I'm reciting the Mikra, the farm no longer belongs to me. So that's assumed by all the Tanaim. No. If I no longer own the farm, I can't say, it has to be at present. It still belongs to me. But the Machloek of Tanaim is, what about the Bikurim that grew on a tree? And the tree dried up, Yavish Ha'ilon, Nikta Tzu'ilon, Yavish Ha'ilon, the tree dried up. So do you say that the fruits basically grow from the ground? So since he still owns the ground, he can still say, Reshis Prihu Adom Hashem Asatil Hashem, he owns the ground. Or do you say, no, that's not enough. If it grows from a tree, the tree has to be intact at the time that he's reciting Mikra Vikur. So that's a Makhloikis Satanoi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe Vikuri. Even though the tree dried up, he can still say, Reshis Prihu Adom Hashem Asatil Hashem, because indirectly, all the fruits that grow on a tree are ultimately growing from the ground. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosa would say in our Mishnah that B'dyevin, if he said Bar Pri Hadoma, fruits that grow on a tree, B'dyevin, it would be good. And the Chachamim and the Mishnah and Vikurim who claim that you cannot say, you're not able to recite Arami Yavar, you can say, Inehi Vesis Reshit B'Hadam Hashem Asatel Hashem, no longer has the tree on which it grew. So they would say that if you say Bar Pri Hadoma on fruits, you're not Yotze. That's how the Bavli says. The Yerushalmi does not make a Toli Zebezeb. So Taisa says, well, we have a Stam Mishnah. We usually some halacha to Stam Mishnah. That if he said B'diyevet, if he said Bari Pihu Adomo on fruits, he yotze. So it seems that with the Bavli is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam does not pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskens like the Tanakam and the Mishnah Bikurim. So they say this is one of the many instances that the Rambam paskens like the Rishalmi against the Bavli. The Vilna Gaon writes like that. In Yeridei, Simon Ayin, that's Simon Abosu, Shana Salman Ayin, said the Rambam's Psak does not seem to follow the Bavli. So there are very often there are Rambams that don't seem to fit in with the Maskanas and Gemara. So the Naisi Kelim and the Rambam always will stand on their heads. The Lacha Mishnah and the Kesa Mishnah and the Magi Mishnah, they always break their heads to figure out how did the Rambam decide that that's the Maskana. Doesn't seem to fit in with the Bavli. So the Vilna Gaon writes that the Rambam often kedarka lipsik becoming mekaymes kadas haYerushalmi neged haBavli. The Rambam will often choose to pasken like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. This poses a major problem because the Rambam usually follows the Rif. Very rare that the Rambam disagrees with the Rif. Whenever there's a different girsas, the Rambam always follows the girsas of Rif and the Piskei Rif. Very rare that he disagrees. And the Rif in the end of Erevin has a famous piece. There's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Machlekes, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, regarding the Issa de Rabbanon of Mashmiya Kol. You're not permitted to play a musical instrument on Shabbos, Gzeri Shami Sakn Kli Shir. I may hear that the piano is off key, or that the guitar or the violin is off key, so it may annoy me so much. I may go ahead and fix it on Shabbos, forgetting that today is Shabbos, and fixing the broken musical instrument is a Malacha Masakan Man. So they prohibited the Mashmiya Kol on Shabbos. So the Shabbos, what about the knock on the door? Is it prohibited to knock on the door? Is that also an Isser Mashmiya Kol? Or is it only Osir if it's Mashmiya Kol Derech Shir? So the Babli says that it's only Osir if it's Derech Shir. If it's not a musical instrument, it's Mutta. So a knocker al Pi Pashtus would be Mutta. And the Rishalmi tells a story that there was someone who was locked out of it. Well, someone went for a walk on Friday night, and he was locked out of his own house, and he was screaming and screaming, let me in. And they didn't hear him. And he didn't chalila knock on the door, because knocking on the door is Mashmiya Kol. Not only to knock with a knocker, to knock with his hands, to bang on the windows is Mashmiya Kol, you're not allowed. So the Rif points out this steer between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And he says that we paskin like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi because the Bavli was later. Yerushalmi was written in an earlier generation. Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoraim, student of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. And the Yerushalmi was composed by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechon. And the Bavli was way later, by later Amoraim. And everything the Rif assumes historically is a big question whether this is accurate. The Rif assumes that everything that appears in Yerushalmi, the Chachmei HaBavli, Rabbi Abashi, were aware of it. And if they write something that contradicts the Yerushalmi, Hilchus HaKabasroi. They took everything into consideration and they're paskening against the Yerushalmi. So this is the question, is that really a fact, that everything in the Yerushalmi was known to the Chachmei HaBavli? Every so often the Bavli will allude to a story. And we don't know where in the world the story is. So Rashi will tell you the story appears in Yerushalmi. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they knew everything that it said in Yerushalmi. The stories went on. The stories went on. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, Kehahu Maisa de Baya Muhsin, who was a tax collector by the name of Baya. He was a character. And the Gemara doesn't tell you what the story is, like that incident. So Rashi has a long comment where Rashi quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. So that's not necessarily a proof that they were aware of everything that said in Yerushalmi. We have Sifrei Midrashim that have all the stories. in the Cairo Geniza, I think, in the Egyptian Geniza, they found Sifrei Agoda that have all the Agodas without the rest of the Yerushalmi. So it could be that the stories were known to them. So that's a question. They printed books on that. They printed historical studies. Is it really true what the Rif writes? But even if one were to assume that it is true, it doesn't matter true or not true. The Rambam does not follow that Rif. The Rif says whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we always follow the Bavli. Tosis in Ksubis and Daf Kuv Beis Amud Aleph also writes like that in a startling, exaggerated fashion. Even when there's a machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan lived in Yerushalmi land. He didn't live in Bavli. He lived in Yerushalayim. So one would have thought that Yerushalmi should be more reliable as far as reporting what did Rabbi Yochanan say. So there in Ksubis Daf Kuv Beis Amud Aleph, there's a steer between the Bavli and Yerushalmi as far as what Rabbi Yochanan said. And Taisi says, that's the policy. We always follow the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. And the Rambam Mekama Mekaimus follows the Yerushalmi. That's what the Bir Agro writes. He writes every so often, Halacha Mishnah Dochak Bozeh. Halacha Mishnah works very hard. Halacha Mishnah Nekes Mishnah Nemag Mishnah. They work very hard to try to figure out how the Psaka Rambam fits in with the Bavli. He says, they shouldn't have worked so hard. The Rambam follows the Yerushalmi, apparently. Rabbi Gorin Zechan L'Roch, former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, published a whole volume that's entitled HaRambam HaYerushalmi. So he has a lot of additional cases over and above what the Vilna Gaon mentions. Additional cases where the Rambam seems to paskin like Yerushalmi. So he was also, here the Nosi Kelim say like that. The Bavli makes this Toli and this Machlekes HaTanaim and Bikurim, and the Rambam is clearly not. So the Rambam paskins like the Tanakama. Nonetheless, over here, he says, the truth of the matter, Tyson says right over here. Why is Nikta Tzu'ila and Eina, maybe the Eina Kore? So Tyson says, Yesh Mefarshim, not because he can't say, Hine Evesis Reshis Priha Adamash and Asatali Hashem, because these fruits grew on the tree and the tree died. Tyson doesn't say that's why. Tyson said, because it's Nirik. It looks like he's complaining. It looks like he's being sarcastic. He brings the Bikurim to the Kohen and the Beis Hamikdash and says, and he doesn't have the tree anymore. So he's angry at the Rebbe Shlomo why he lost this tree. So he's not going to say Balev Shalom. So the way Tosis gives the explanation, it's not that the Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Yudah. In principle, the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yudah. They can really, it could be made the Bikuri, because indirectly, all the fruits that grow on the tree really grew from the ground. And really, Bar Pi Hadoma would be good if he'd say Bar Pi Hadoma on a fruit. The reason why the Tanakhama says he shouldn't say Mikra Bikurim, because we're afraid he's going to have a sour, he's going to have an angry attitude. In a Nirikim Mishabech, Ala Kikoibel, Ama Shanas La Adoma, Shana Ruya La Peris. So the way Tosis interprets the Tanakhama, Yesh Mefarshim, so we don't understand the Bavli either then. So what does the Gemara say that it's only like Rabbi Yudah? I mean it's like Rabbi Yudah, but it could be that Tanakhama also agrees with Rabbi Yudah on this point. He just disagrees by the Mikra Bikur. Yeah. Then the Mishnah made a statement that seems to be very obvious, that if a person by mistake says Bari Pri or AIDS on a vegetable, that is not Yetzir B'Yetzir. The Gemara says Pshita, it's Mamish, not true. Of course it's no good. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's talking about wheat. What bracha do you say when you eat wheat? So it depends. If you made wheat tina out of it, you made wheaties out of it, you made cake out of it, so then you say bari min mezonos. If he's kaisis achita chai, he's eating kernels of grain, or he toasted the kernels of grain, not only chai, kaisis is achita, he's eating toasted kernels of grain, you say bari pri hadama. He only said bari minim zaynis if it's chilka, if they cut each kernel of grain into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 particles, and then you made flour out of it, and it's mizdabik yachad. But if it's toasted kernels of grain, so the grains are kernels of grains are intact, then the bracha is bari pri hadama. So the Gemara says perhaps that's what the Mishnah means. If you eat toasted kernels of grain, well, the bracha should have been bari pri hadama. So what a bit of Yevid, you said Bari Pihoetz, and the Mishnah sells a Chiddush that you're not Yoytze. Why is it a Chiddush? Because one might have thought that there were four different opinions in the Midrashim. What was the Eitz Hadas? Which tree was it? So one opinion is that wheat used to grow on trees, and after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, it no longer grows on the trees. It grows from the ground. The other opinion is it's not Chita. Why should one assume that it's Chita? Why should one make such an assumption? Gemara says because the baby's mind doesn't develop to be able to say Abba, to refer to his father, until he's able to eat. When the baby starts to eat the cereals, then his mind develops. So the Eitz Hadas was Das. Eitz Hadas, by eating from the Eitz Hadas, men were supposedly able to develop Seichel. So that's what motivated one Tana to assume the Eitz Hadas was wheat. And the other Tana says Eitz Hadas was Esrog. The third Tana says Eitz Hadas was grapes. Why grapes? Because from grapes they make wine and people get drunk, and that brings all kinds of criminal activities, all kinds of avarice people violate when they're drunk. Yain is maybe Yolola Loilom. So that's what motivates that third Tana to think that it must have been Eitz Hadas, must have been a grapevine. And the fourth Tana says the Eitz Hadas was Te'ena tree. What's that, this Te'ena? Figs? Because it says V'yisperu Alei Se'ena. V'dobashin is Kalkalu Bo Niskinu. It's a question exactly what that means. I think Rashi Achumish says that the other trees didn't allow other Marishan to take leaves from them. The trees had Chiruch Hafshis to push away other Marishan. But the Te'ena tree, which was responsible for the sin, the Eitz Hadas was a Te'ena tree, so the Te'ena tree allowed him to take the alim, the leaves, and to make a fig leaf, to make some clothing out of it. So there are four different opinions what the Eitz Hadas was. There's a Ramo, we mentioned the Ramo in Hilchas Pesach, quotes from the Maharil, that even though the Mishnah Pesachim says on Daf Lamed Hei Med Aleph that a matzah can be made from any one of the Chameshis Mini Dognan, either Chita Sor Kusman, Shibur Shul, or Shibon, any one of the Chameshis Mini Dognan, well, the Hatchila, the Minig is to use Chita. So why is there such a Minig? So the Maharil doesn't explain. So the Pashat, the reason why, is because Chitim is Mubcha. We just had on the Gemara and Lamed Tesla and Beis. If you have Chitim and Sorim, the Sorim bread is Sholem, Shlema. And the Chitim is Prusa. So the Gemara says it's preferable to say Hamotzi on the Prusa Chitim rather than to say Hamotzi on the Shlema or Sorim. So Chito is Mubcha from all of the Chameshis Midim, Alpi Pashtas. The Maharam Shik has a Sefer on the Minyan Amitzis, on the Taryag Mitzis. So he has a whole fantastic suggestion. Why the Maharil? The Maharil doesn't give any reason why. Why there are more quotes in the name of the Maharil? That the matzah should be made from chitim. So he wants to say because the Gemara says that chitim, he says it's based on this Gemara. The chitim was the Eitz Hadas, that the eating chitim is what gives the baby seichel. When he eats chitim, cereal, he develops his mind. He's able to say Abba Imo. And the whole purpose of Yisrael Mitzrayim is Leman Teidu Kien Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz. There should be Yediyas Hashem, Leman Teidu. Since eating Chita gives Yediyah, so that's why we should eat Matzah Dafka from the Chita. Either Mishnah says that all of the Chamesh is Mina Dogen are acceptable. Yeah, but he says Chita is to be preferred. So that's a Shaila, the Minchas Yitzchok, who was a recent, died recently in Yerushalayim, around 15 years ago. So the Minhas Yitzchok has a tshuva, dying wife from the Eda Harenis. So he has a tshuva where he discusses if one is allergic to wheat, and it's not healthy to have matzahs made from wheat, can he have matzahs made from something else? So he says, no, not allowed to, because the Ramo says, the Maril says that it has to be chit. It's a little bit humorous, but I say. So he quotes the Maram Shik. So with the Maram Shik makes it better, still only a meaning. If the Mishnah says, Ol Chamesh is being a dog and a good, how can you say the person has an allergy? Sometimes the allergies are so serious he can die. And even if he's not going to die, but he's going to get seriously sick. So he's mukhiyev to get sick in order to be mekayim a minig. He's yotzeh din daraisa, but having anyone in the Chamesh is being a dog. It's a hidur to have dafke chit. I don't know. I didn't think it was right at all. I didn't think his tshuva was right. Anyway, so that's the one opinion. One view was that the Eitz Hadas was Chita. So the Gemara says, according to that opinion, it used to grow on a tree. And after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, he was punished that bread is not going to grow on the trees anymore. Now he has to harvest the tvua from the ground. He has to bend over and work hard. So one might have thought, but yevet, if you would say bari pihu eitz on kernels of grain, you should be yotzei b'yevet. So kamashmal in the Mishnah that you're not. But historically, chitim used to grow on a tree. The Gemara says it doesn't matter, it doesn't grow on trees anymore. What is the rule when the Yisei Bar Pihoi? So the Gemara finally gives in the last line, Amem Amar Aleph, the rule is, Kamash Malon, Hecha Mevarchin Bar Pihoi, it's when do you recite this bracha? Hecha Dichishak Lesle Leperi Yisei Legab Sebehara Mapik. If the branches remain from year to year, and you pluck off the apples this year, next year apple, new apples will grow on the same branch. So that's covered with the bracha barbuings. But if the branches are not going to last from year to year, like by chito, the branches don't remain from year to year. It doesn't grow on branches at all, so it's not barbuings at all. So this, the tour quoted in Machlokes, the Rishonim on this, is this to be taken literally. Once in a while you have a tree where the entire tree will collapse at the end of the season, but the roots will remain under the ground, and then next season, next spring, the whole tree will grow back up again. For example, a banana tree is like that, and a pineapple tree. Pineapple trees are very tall, people can climb on them, but at the end of the season, the whole tree collapses, and then you're left with the roots under the ground, and the whole tree will grow up again next year. So that's a machlokes, 2 days in the tour. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins that you should say Bar Pri Hadam, but to play it safe. If you really should have said Bar Pri Hoetz and you said Bar Pri Hadam, and by mistake we paskin Yotze B'Niyad. The reverse, if you're supposed to say Bar Pri Hadam, you say Bar Pri Hoetz by mistake, so then B'Niyad, you won't be Yotze. So in order to play it safe, we would say that you should say Bar Pri Hadam. What if by mistake the person will say Bar Pri Hoetz on a banana, or I'll say Bar Pri Hoetz on a pineapple? So Bidi Yevid will say he's Yaitzeh, Safik Brachas Lachim, because there's two opinions in the Torah. One opinion is that is the correct Bracha Lachatchila. That's what you're supposed to say, Lachatchila. What Bracha would you recite on berries that grow in a bush? So that's what Tosis raised the question. Is a bush Dino Ketri, or is a bush Dino not Ketri? Very strange. Tosim are berries. Very strange. Tosis forgot. It's a Gemara before. We spent time on this already. It was after the midterms, they said forgot whatever was covered already before. Not required now for the final. So they forgot that. And machlekes b'shamay b'silah. B'shamay say that you treat it as a suffix, whether you treat a bush as a tree or not as a tree, you always go the chumrah. So you go the chumrah. If it would have been a tree, it would be subject to the laws of Orla. And if it would have been a vegetable, not be considered a tree, then it would be subject to klai. So b'shamay go l'chumr in both directions. You have to treat it like a tree, l'chumr, and it's subject to the laws of Orla and Revai, and treat it like a vegetable, l'chumr, that it is subject to kilayim. And according to b'shamay, that you go l'chumr in both directions. So mishtameh, if you say bar pi hadama, you'll be safe. If you say bar pi, it'll be a shayla. So mishtameh b'shamay, we recommend they should say bar pi hadama, like on the banana. It's 2 days in the tour. So here the Beis Shammai themselves have 2 days. They're not sure they go the chumr. The Mestama go the chumr on berries that grow on the bush. You should say Bar Pri Hadam. But we don't pass like Beis Shammai. We pass like Beis Hillel. We'll still say Bein Lahakol Bein Lahachmer. The berries that grow on a bush are treated like a tree. A bush is dina like a tree. So you should really say Bar Pri Hadam. Magen Abraham quotes a minig, which is a difficult minig, that the berries, there's some berries that grow on bushes that are less than 3 tefachim tall above the ground, so it's considered as if it's lovewood, as if it's growing on the ground. Shverevar. There are such bushes. Shverevar. Shvereminik. And Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi in Kilayim. Yerushalmi raises the possibility that there are two different kinds of bushes. Berries that grow on a bush that doesn't have thorns, those will be bar pihoit. But berries that grow on bushes that have thorns, otod, otod is a thorny bush, so that should be hadama. That doesn't, that shouldn't have the hashivas of a tree. It's a difficult distinction. Why should it make a difference? Okay, so again, so what were the four opinions in the Medrash? What was the Eitz Hadassah? One opinion was that it was chito. And according to the Maram Shik, that's the reason for the Maharil quoted by the Ramon Hilchas Pesach, that l'chatchila, it's preferable to have matzahs made from wheat. I would have not said like the Maram Shik. I would have said, based on the Gemara, Lamitas and Abayz, achita is mufchor, achita is preferred over sair. What does he have to give such a fantastic reason? Aman tei the king, kamoni b'chot, yediyan, here it's Eitz Hadas. Why do you have to go so fancy? Then there's another opinion that the Esrog was the Eitz Hadas. Esrog is the Eitz Hadas. Rebbe Kiveger on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch refers you to a minhag that a pregnant woman would wait till after Sukkot would be over, and then either bite off the pitna from the esrog, or eat a slice from the esrog, and then there's a yehi ratzin. Rabbi Kadeg refers you to the yehi ratzin, where it's printed. The yehi ratzin is based on another medrash that the Ramban quotes in Chulin, that the Eitz Hadas was only forbidden for Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon was created on Friday, the sixth day of Shesh is made Breshit, Sunday through Friday, and then Hashem rested on Shabbos. That was the seventh day of Shesh is made Breshit. So Adam Harishon was created on Friday. The same day he was created, he was commanded not to eat Eitz Hadas. He violated the commandment an hour later. That's the Pirkei the Reb Lezer lists off. He was created in such an hour, then he was commanded the next hour. He violated the Avera the next hour in the day. He was judged and punished the next hour of the day. He was chased out of Gan Eden already. The same day that he was created, he sinned. He already was chased out of Gan Eden. He was notified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like I judged you today, so too, that was Echad B'Tishrei. The first day of Shesh Yisrei Bereishis was Chafei Elul. And the sixth day, we say Hayom Harasoylam Harashana. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes that piyut, that today is the birthday of the world. What do you mean the birthday of the world? Means whatever happened before Rosh Hashanah is prehistoric. There was nobody there. Adam Harishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, so that's why it's called Hayom Harasoylam. Today is the birthday of the world. That's when Adam Harishon was created. So the Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Harishon, just like I judged you today, so too I will judge your descendants every year on this day. That's how we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Ramban writes in his drasha for Rosh Hashanah, it says in so many places in the Gemara that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Where did they get this idea from? It never says it anywhere in Tanakh. So he says it doesn't have to say in Tanakh. This was an oral tradition from the days of Adam HaRishon. You don't have to have a source in Tanakh. And he quotes this Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that Adam HaRishon was judged and punished on the same day that he was created, that he commanded and he sinned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that time, just like I'm judging you today, so too I will judge all of your descendants. So the Ramban quotes another Medrash, that Adam HaRishon, if he would have waited till Friday night, would have been permitted to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It was only also to eat on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos it would have been Mutta, and he didn't have the patience to wait a few hours till Shabbos. He quotes a medrash that says, "Mi galo ofar meinecha Adam HaRishon." Who will? Adam HaRishon is dead and buried a long time ago, 6,000 years ago. He is dead and buried. So who? We should really dig him out and show him, the Jewish people, that we plant the tree and we wait 4 years. The first 3 years we don't eat any peris; it's orba. And the fourth year we don't eat it either; it's net the ravah. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. We wait to eat the peris till the fifth year. We have patience to wait for 4 or 5 years. Or when we shech the behemoth, so we don't run and eat the behemoth right away. First we check the lungs to see if there are any sirchas. That's the Ramban, the first Ramban in Chulin, in the Chidusha Ramban, the first long Ramban in Chulin. It's in the Melcham, it's practically word for word, but slight shinuyim. So that's the idea that he develops. When you shech the behemoth, you don't have to check for all trefas, you only have to check the trefas on the lungs. And he says the reason why is because trefus on the lungs, the sirchus on the lungs, is a miyot tamotzoi. That's more common than the other. The other is a miyot chain of motzoi, and not even mukhiyiv to be choshish with the rabbanon. Minatari go up also arrive, you don't have to check for anything. Rod behem is ksheris. But with the rabbanon, since sirchus on the lungs is a miyot tamotzoi, so lechatchili should be boidik with the rabbanon. So how does Ramban know that there's such a distinction? So he quotes from this medrash, mi galo ofer meinecho adam harishon. You didn't have the patience to wait a few hours. If you would have waited till El Shabbos, it would have been permissible to eat the Eitz Hadas. That's the Medrash that he's quoting. Not all the Midrashim say that. That's the Ramban's Medrash says that. So Adam HaRishon didn't have patience to wait a few hours. And look, the Jewish people, when they shech the behemoth, they don't eat right away. They first check the lungs to see if there are any sirchas, and then when they see that everything is okay, then they eat it. So you see from the Medrash, the only thing you have to be baitik for is the sirchas on the rain. So based on that Medrash, the Psukim say in Chumash that Adam and Chava were both punished because of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. So part of the punishment was the Etz of Tel Dibonim, that when Chava will give birth to babies, there'll be labor pains. So if a woman is a tzadekes and she doesn't eat from the Esrig all of Sukkos, I never heard of anybody biting into the Esrig on Sukkos. So if the woman is a tzadekes, she waits till after Sukkos and then she cuts off the pitim and eats it, or she eats part of the esrog, so she has a yehi ratzin. Look, if I would have been there in Gan Eden, I would have waited. Look, I waited now. I didn't need the Esrig until after Sukkot was over. So why should I be punished? It's not fair that I should be punished. Be'etzev tel libonim, because of the sin that my great-great-grandmother did, that she rushed, Adam and Chava rushed to eat from Yetz Hadas. They didn't have patience to wait a couple of hours. If I would have been there, I would have not eaten. I would have not rushed. I would have waited a few hours. V'harai, that I waited till after Sukkot was over to eat from the Esra, the hook to the mitzvah. So this whole minig that the Uberis bites off the slice from the Esrog, she says, this is all on the assumption that the Esrog was the Eitz Hadas was an Esrog tree. So then it's the same fruit, because there was some other fruit. So what's the proof? Just because she didn't eat the Esrog, so how does it prove that she would be in Gan Eden, she wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas? So that's a custom that developed based on that position in the Medrash. Then there's another position in the Medrash that the Eitz Hadas was a grapevine. And it was Rosh Hashanah that they sinned by eating the grapes. So they quote, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Maaseh Rav, that the practice of the Vilna Gaon was that he wouldn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. That we once fell in on Rosh Hashanah by eating grapes. That was Adam Arishon and Chava, they fell in and made a mistake. They weren't allowed to eat the grapes. So he doesn't want to look for trouble, so you don't eat grapes. That's what in some Kabbalah Svarim write. The reason why the Chachamim instituted that we should recite Kiddush Alayayin is that it should serve as a tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. That the Eitz Hadas was, according to this position in the Medrash, the Eitz Hadas was grapes. How do you know? So he says, because from grapes you make wine, and wine is maybe Yilol Al Ha'adam. That's what brings all of the problems. By Yesh Men Ayayin, by Yishka. That's what Noach got drunk when he drank from the wine. So because wine brings all of the terrible tragedies in the world, people get drunk and they do all kinds of criminal activities, all kinds of averas. So we're going to take grapes and we're going to make wine and we're going to use it for holy purposes, sacramental purposes, to show that we're not going to do any averas. That's what some say, the institution that the Chachamim made, that you should recite Kiddush Al Hayayin, is following that opinion that the Eitz Hadas was a geffen, and the drinking of the Kiddush wine should serve as a tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Taroim clearly didn't have, they had four different suggestions what the Eitz Hadas was, so there clearly wasn't a strong masor, four different versions. Then the Mishnah says that b'di'evit, if a person, even though l'chatchili need pirut in brachas, but b'di'evit, if a person will say shahakol, al kulam imam shachal nima dvar yotz. That's the Mishnah mem amar alf. Yeah. We had a tesis later in the parak, towards the end of the parak, but tesis writes a fascinating chidush, mem gimel amar alf. If you have different besamim, on some besamim the correct brach is bari atzei besamim, others is bari izvei besamim, bari shem and arif, or Hashem and Arzeinu. Those are Reach Toba Peres. You have four or five different Nuschos Abrocha. So Tosa says, but B'di'evet, and then you have Borimine B'Sam. You have different kind of Borimine B'Sam. So Tosa says, B'di'evet, if you say Shahakol, you'll be Yotze, as it says in the Mishnah. That's a Chiddush. That the Mishnah that says, if you say Shahakol, is Yotze B'di'evet, doesn't only go on Birchas Hanen, it goes on Birchas Arech also. That's a very big Chiddush. One could have argued based on the Tzlach. The Tzlach claims based on the Gemara needed a separate pasuk. The Gemara says Amen Gimel Amen Beis, 10 lines from the top. Minayin Shemavorchem Al Ariach Shenema Koylan Shama Tahalo Ka Ezadov Shem Shama Nenes Menu Bein Aguf Nenem Menu Havi Yomis Ariach. So the Gemara says it's not covered. Birchas Ariach is not based on the Svara and Daflam and Hem and Al Osir Lehanis Menal Abazay Belay Broch. It's based on a separate marker. Why do you need a separate marker? So he suggests, that Tzlach suggests, then maybe because the Gemara said, "Alam in Hem and Aleph, Kol Anenim and Alam Azeb Loi Brocha Kilo Moal," because everything in the world belongs to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Horetz Meloya Table VYeshvivo. Everything belongs to God. So if you are going to use anything, going to get on, it's going to be a violation of Meila BeHegdish. So you have to recite a bracha and Birchas Zuhi Pidyoino. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Reciting the Birchas Anenim is the pidyon. But there's only a din of Me'ila BeHegdish if you eat or drink or you take, you sit on a chair, inena from some object in Hegdish. What if you smell something that belongs to Hegdish? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim in Ecclesiastes that says, Amar Rabbi Shem Alevi, called Marav Erech Ein Bo Mishum Me'ilah. Smelling something that belongs to Hegdish is called Ein Bo Mamish, and there's no din of Me'ilah. So since there's no din of Me'ilah, the whole din of Birchas HaNenin is based on HaNenin Mirala Mazeb Loi Bracha is Mo'al Me'ilah. So that's why it must be that Birchas Erech is based on a different Mokar, based on a different source. Yeah. This is really a difficult slach. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out. The Gemara says the three dinim of Rabbi Shimon Levi are not really the same. Kol amare means, let's say the Levim are playing the Shira and the Beis Hamikdash in conjunction with the Nisach Hayayin. Einamim Shira El Alayayin. When the Kohanim are doing the Nisach Hayayin by the Tom Shoshachet, Tom Shabin Abayim, and the Musafim, so then the Levim play musical instruments and they sing the Shira. The Gemara has a machlokes whether the ikir is the singing ikir shir bepeh, and the kli is only levasume pekola, that's just to enhance the singing, that it should sound better, or no, the ikir shir bekli. Machlokes whether the musical instruments are ma'ake b'dieven or not. So this machlokes in erchem, suki, whether ikir shir bekli or ikir shir bepeh. So let's say someone will stop in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to have such hanoah from the music that the Levim are playing. He has physical, has tremendous pleasure from it. So the Gemara says, Ein bo mishum me'ilah. Why? Because Ein bo mamish. Me'ilah is only if I have hanoah from a table, from a chair, from a bicycle, food of Hegdish. I ride on a horse that belongs to Hegdish. I get hanoah something tangible. But kol is Ein bo mamish, or mare. Let's say the Beis HaMikdash is a beautiful structure, and they have paintings hanging up, and someone's taking a grand tour of the Beis HaMikdash, and he has tremendous hanoah from looking at the structure and looking at all the paintings and so on. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Levi says. It's Ein bo mamish, there's no me'ilah. The third one, though, the reyach, that's really problematic. Why Rabbi Shimon Levi puts it together with the kol and the mare? Kol and the mare is Ein bo me'ilah because Ein bo mamish. The reyach is yesh bo mamish. The tiny particles enter into my nose, and I smell it. So the Gemara says, Reyach is Ein bo me'ilah only k'toris lacha shetalatim rosai. Ein l'chadovish in asis mitzvah sam boyalim bo. If I'm going to take some tobacco that belongs to Hegdash, or some psamim that belongs, a bottle of psamim that belongs to Hegdash, and I'll smell it, there will be a din of me'ilah. Reyach is yesh bo me'ilah. It's only the reyach k'toris lacha, after it's burnt on the mizbeach k'toris, lacha shetalatim rosai, ein l'chadovish in asis mitzvah sam boyalim bo. It's engancin a different reason. So it's really problematic. That's where Avdovel HaSoloveitchik is in his Sefer. He didn't write the Sefer. The notes on Masechus Krisis that the Talmidim wrote. So they quote there. Avdovel was bothered with this question. What did Rav Shimon Levi put together three dinim that are not mitam echad? Kol emare is ein bo mila because ein bo mamish. And reyach is ein bo mila because nasis mitzvah. So it's in ganzen a different din. It's not the same. It's not the same halacha. So I suggested a teretz. There's a the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like Tosfos' opinion. The Gemara says in Sukkah that the Esrog is hooked to the mitzvah and the Hadassim are hooked to the mitzvah. So the Gemara says that it's different. The Esrog is hooked to the mitzvah that you're not allowed to eat it. The Hadassim are hooked to the mitzvah that you're not allowed to smell it. But the Esrog you may smell. The Gemara says, strictly speaking, the Esrog you may smell. We refrain from smelling the Esrog because it's hooked to the mitzvah and you're not allowed to eat it. So that's why this is Shalid. He say Hanosin Reach Tov BaPeres. If you smell an esrog any other time of the year, he say Hanosin Reach Tov BaPeres because it's a pre that's Roy Lachila. On Sukkis, it's physically Roy Lachila, but it's also Bachila because of Hukta Mitzvah. So that's a Dion Rishonim whether you have the right to say Hanosin Reach Tov BaPeres because it's also Bachila. Maybe it's no longer called Omed Lachila. So if you don't say Hanosin Reach Tov BaPeres, you're going to say Bari Minim Psamit. You got to say a different bracha. So since it's a suffix, which bracha to say? So that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim that we avoid smelling the Esrog on Sukkot because of Machlokes the Rishonim are bracha to say. But strictly speaking, you are allowed to smell the Esrog. So the Gemara says, why is there a discrepancy? How come the Esrog is mutol hariach and the Hadassim are also hariach? So the Gemara says, because the Hadassim are oimed l'reach. So since that's the Ike Hishtamshah, so it's hooked on the Tzvasa also l'hariach. The Esrog, the Bein Hishtamshah, is l'achila. So it's only hooked in mitzvah, so legabi achila, it's not hooked in mitzvah, so legabi reach. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlek, is the mechaber and the shach. What does this indicate? So the mechaber quotes the Tosfos and the Mordechai, that this goes even by Avodah Zarah. It's not only a din in hooked in the mitzvah, See, the Shach holds that this distinction that it's you only say Hukta Mitzvahs on the Ike Hishtamshus, so the main purpose of Hadasim is Lahariach. So then it's Hukta Mitzvahs also Lahariach. And the main purpose of an Esrig is Lachila, so it's Hukta Mitzvahs only Lachila, not the Rech. So the Shach holds that that's only with respect to Hukta Mitzvahs, which depends on the Kavanas Agavra. He's Maktsit, he intends to make it Hukta Mitzvahs. So he only has a mind, it's an umden, he's only makzid from that ikir hishtamshus, not from the reach. If the main purpose, the main functioning of the esrig is lachila, so he never had a mind to make it huktzen mitzvosa vis-a-vis reach. That's what the Shach writes. This is very problematic, because Taisu Shit is, what's the din if a person sits in the sukkah the first night of Sukkot, and he says, I want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, but I do not want that it should become hooked to the Mitzvahs. I don't want that it should become. So that's a fundamental machlokes Taisus in the Ramban, and Beitza and Daf Lamed. There's a question, how to read the Gemara. So Taisus says, no, hooked to the Mitzvahs is a Pasuk in Chumash. It doesn't matter what you want. If you're Yotzei the Mitzvah with that Sukkot, it becomes hooked to the Mitzvahs of Bal Korchai. And the Ramban says, no, hooked to the Mitzvahs depends on the Haktzos HaGavr. So the Shach sounds like he's talking the language of the Ramban. The Shach says that the only time I say that if the thing is not oimid lachila, if the esrig is oimid lachila, it's not oimid lahariach, so it's mutal lahariach bo, that's only vis-a-vis hukten mitzvasa, which depends on kavanas agav. That's only lefishita saramban. In Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Lulav, we don't pass like the Rabbah, we pass like Taisus. That the sukkah becomes hukta mitzvasa bal karcha, and the dalamina becomes hukta mitzvasa bal karcha if you used it for the mitzvah. If I build the sukkah and I never sit in it, so it says in the mechaber that hazman ala milsehi, it doesn't become hukta mitzvasa. I paid $100 to buy an esrig and I never used it to be out to the mitzvah, it does not become hukta mitzvasa. That's hazman ala milsehi. Machlek zabai ve'rove, and we pass like rove that hazman ala milsehi, it does not become asa. But once you use the esrig for the mitzvah, then it becomes huktzen mitzvah. So even if he says explicitly, I don't want it to become huktzen mitzvah, we paskan like this. So that's why the Shach is a pella, why the Shach disagrees. So the Mechaber is going with Shitas HaTaisus, that the huktzen mitzvah of the esrig, like the sukkah, is chal bal korchai. And nonetheless, the huktzen mitzvah on the esrig does not include Yisr Reach, only includes Yisr Achila. How come? So the answer is that Reach is called Ein Bo Mamish. So why is it, if it's Eimed Lohariach, if it's Hadassim, then it is? The answer is, when it's Eimed Lohariach, then it's called Yesh B'Mamish. Because that's the whole purpose why the Rabbanu Shalom made flowers that smell, that should be called the Yesh B'Mamish. Mashenikin, if the thing is basically Eimed L'Achila, and you're going to smell from it, that's considered Eim B'Mamish. So that's why the Mechaber Paskin is like the Taisus in the first Perek and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. What Taisus distinguishes, is it permissible or is it forbidden to smell something that belongs to Avodah Zarah that's asamano? So Taisus says, it depends what you're smelling. If you have flowers that are Eimed Lahariach, that's what they're for, that's what the Rabban Shalom made these flowers. Now the flowers don't smell, they just look pretty. But years ago, flowers used to smell good. So if the main purpose of the flowers is that it should smell good, then smelling it is considered Yesh B'Mamish, then it's a violation of Yisuri Hanoah by Avodah Zarah. But if you have wine, that smells good. But the main purpose of the wine is to drink. So then the Mechaber says it's mutter to smell the wine. That's Tosfos says that's the Gemara. And the Mordechai quotes the Balei HaTosfos that they prove it because of this distinction that Esrik Shal Mitzvah mutter l'hariach po and Hodah Shal Mitzvah also l'hariach po. Yes, if you say it like that, the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Tosfos, like the Mordechai, that it depends whether the reach is sometimes called yesh b'mamish, sometimes ein b'mamish. If the thing is oimid lahariach, then it's called yesh b'mamish. If it's not oimid lahariach, then it's called ein b'mamish. Yes, if you say like that, then perhaps that's the reason why Rabbi Shimon Levi lumps the three together. He puts together kol marav reach. Kol the marav is ein b'mamish, that we understand. Why is reach ein b'mamish? And maybe he's referring, the Gemara says, the reach is no meila, it's not because they mamamish, but because nasis mitzvah. So the double is, so what does he put together with the other two? It's in ganz and a different reason. So maybe means reach, if the thing is not oimid lahariach, so it's also no meila because it's ein bo mamish. Even if the thing is oimid lahariach, k'toris is oimid lahariach, but if nasis mitzvah, ein bo meila, it's a different reason, ein bo meila. Anyway, so that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's taina against the Tzlach. The Tzlach claim is based on this Gemara, Mem Gimel and Beis, that you need a separate pasuk to teach you Menayin Shem and Baruch Amal Arech Shenem Akarlan Shama Ta'aloko, that is not included in the general Din Abirchas Hanem. So the Pashtus and the Tosfos on Mem Gimel and Aleph is not like that. Tosfos quotes this Mishnah Mem Amar Aleph, on Kulam and Birch Shehakol Yotza, they assume it even goes on Birchas Hareach. The Pashtus says it goes on Birchas Hanenin. So Tosfos seems to assume that Birchas Hareach, Birchas Hanenin, it's all the same thing. And the Gemara would appear that the two different takonis, Birchas Hanenin is Lechud and Birchas Hareach is Lechud. Then the Gemara has a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan on Mem Amud Beis, when the Mishnah says if he said by mistake shahakal on any food yoytze, what about pas v'yayin? Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Yechanan, and Taisa says that Rav Rav Yechanan halachik Rav Yechanan the kolshken the top Taisa on Mem Amud Beis kolshken Rav Huna, who is a Talmud of Rav, we would certainly say halachik Rav Yechanan. So we pass Rav Yechanan that b'diyevet shahakol is good for anything. Even Rav Huna says that shahakol is no good b'diyevet for pas v'yayin. The pashtus is like Rashi says, chutz min ha-pas min ha-yayin, the top Rashi. Why? So he says because yayin is gorim brachas harbe liatzma b'kiddush b'avdol b'bichas chasan. That sometimes you say bar pri agof, and even though you're not really interested in drinking wine, someone gets married, so you say bracha lakos kiddush avdola, you're not interested in drinking wine, but the halacha says we should enhance the chashivas of the bracha of kiddush and avdola by having it making into a bracha lakos. So bar pri agofen is not merely a birchas hanenin. Sometimes we have to say birchas bar pri agofen even when we're not really keen about drinking wine. We want to make something into our bracha lakos. So would it, you get the impression Rav Huna is saying, chutz min ha-pas min ha-yayin, if I'll say shahakol and I'll eat the pas and yayin without saying another bracha, really, I won't be in violation of hanenim min olam hazeh b'lay bracha mo'al. No, that din is covered. As long as you say shahakol yeyotze b'diyevet, the bichas hanenim takon. But it's a new din that's on wine you have to say bar pi agof, and that's an additional din. Even if you're not interested in drinking the wine bichlal, you want to say kiddush and avdola, you want to say birchas eris and birchas nisumin, you got to say bar pi agof. And once you say bar pi agof, you got to drink it. Hamarach tzor she'it them. That's a secondary din. But Rashi sounds like he's pushing the Rav Huna's shita. We don't pass like Rav Huna, we pass like Rav Yechanan. That even pas v'yayin is also good b'di'evit with shahakol. But it seems from Rashi that even Rav Huna says that it's not good b'di'evit. Not that if you'll drink the wine and you'll eat the bread with having recited shahakol, you'll be in violation of ananenim and olam hazeh b'lay bracha mo'al. No. You'll cover that dinam, daf lamed hey, you'll be covered. You will not have covered a psanu din, that the chachamim were mesaken that amoytzi lech menorot and bar pi agof, and it's a separate fancy super bracha. So you got to say the super bracha is it for what bicha shevach. All brachas ha-shevach is if in addition to the serving as a bichas ha-nenin, ha-moitzi and bar pi agofen serve as a bichas ha-shevach v'haraye, that Rashi says that sometimes you recite the bar pi agofen even if you're not interested in drinking it at all. Anyway, but we pass like Rav Yechanan, that shakal would be good even with the end. Where is Rashi quoting from? Mem beis amenal, that's the Gemara, that if a person is eating a meal, and then hadvarm haboy machmas hasur, in the middle of the meal, he has soup, and he has gefilte fish, and he has lakshin kugel, which should really be mizaynus, or he has other side dishes, so whatever is dvam haboy machmas hasud is covered with hamoitzi, with the exception of wine. Wine is not covered with hamoitzi. So the Gemara says, they ask the tanoim, ben zayma, they ask the tanoim, and he says, hova kabeh bracha liatzmo. And sometimes he says, bar pi agofen, even though you're not interested in drinking, and Rashi explains, for example, kiddush and avdol and bichas chasan. So what is he driving at? Also the same idea as Rav Huna says over here. Means that Dvarim Habayim Machmas Hasud is covered with Hamoitzi, so Mitam Bichas Hanenin you're covered. But on wine, not only does one recite Bar Pi Agofen, that it shouldn't be Nenim and Olam Hazeh B'lay Bracha B'Toras Bichas Hanenin, you recite Bar Pi Agofen B'Toras Bichas HaShevach. So what does it help that it's covered with Hamoitzi, Dvarim Habayim Machmas Hasud, and you're not in violation of Nenim and Olam Hazeh B'lay Bracha? But there's still a problem that you got to say bar pi agofen. Whenever there's a cup of wine, you got to say bar pi agofen. So just like over there, we require Bar Piagofen for wine, Terchasude, because it has a special chashivas. So to over here, Rav Huna is of the opinion that even though it's just like over there, it's covered with Amoitzi, and you still have to say Bar Piagofen. So here Rav Huna holds it's covered with Shahakal. It's true it's covered with Shahakal, but still you got to say Bar Piagofen. Separate Bichas HaShevach. That's a Shaila. Do you say Bar Piagofen on grape juice? Bismara Gemara, they would squeeze out grape juice. So if you would let it sit long enough, the grape juice would turn to wine. Bismara said they treat the grape juice. Gemara says Secha Dod Meshkel Shalom Oven by Imral of Kiddush Hayom. You can squeeze out a cluster of grapes. Rashi says on Erev Shabbos. You can't squeeze it out on Shabbos. That's a Mavocha. If you squeeze it out on Erev Shabbos, then you can say Kiddush. So you see that you say Bar Piagof, and it's regular wine, like regular Bar Piagof. And so that's perhaps only Bismana Talmud, that the grape juice had the potential of developing to turn into wine. Once it's in your belly, it's not going to turn into wine. But before you drank it, it could have turned into wine. But today, they treat it chemically in such a way, they cook it, they pasteurize it, they treat it chemically, it's not going to turn into wine. If you let it sit long enough, it'll get spoiled. It'll turn into vinegar, but it's not going to turn into wine. So that's a machlokes, whether you say Bar Piagofen or not. So Rav Henkin, many years ago, Paskin wrote a tshuva. That was a big machlokes in America. Rav Henkin, and many others, sided with the opinion quoted by the Knesset HaGdola that you don't say Bar Piagofen. You only say Bar Piagofen on such grape juice that that would have theoretically turned into wine. So then even if one, so the first one who said, it's interesting, the first one in America who paskin that grape juice is Bar Piagofen was Louis Ginsberg from the Jewish Theological Seminary. He was apparently a great scholar. He had learned in Slabotka, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But when he was in America, he used to sit and learn Megillah Rosh. He was a different style of a person. So he mustered to the government, this was during the Prohibition years, that it was against the federal law to make liquor, wine, unless it was needed for sacramental purposes. So the Jews were all making wine because it was necessary for Kiddush and Avdol and Avakas. So he mustered to the government that it's not necessary for sacramental purposes in our religion, that we can just as well use grape juice. So many rabbanim attacked him at that time, that it's not true, that you're not yaretzim with grape juice. Grape juice is shakal. It's not Bar Piagofen at all. And there were the Orthodox rabbi who first supported this position was Rav Moshe Feinstein. I don't know if he supported Louis Ginsberg, but he supported this position. Halacha, Rav Moshe Paskin, that grape juice is Bar Piagofen, and you can't use it for Kiddush and Avdol. And then later, many years later, the Catholic Church had a shaila if they're allowed to use grape juice for their ritual, when they use the wafer and the wine and it converts to become the flesh and the blood of Yoshke, according to their belief. So they had a suffix if they're allowed to use grape juice. So somebody told him that Rav Moshe Feinstein passed and that it's good for the Jews. So he said, okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein said it's good enough for them too. So his psak was accepted by the Catholic Church as well. So that's a shaila, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others say, even afilu naniach, that the grape juice is Bar Piagofen, they're not so sure whether you would say Bar Piagofen if you drink grape juice in the middle of a meal. That Gemara on the next daf on Mem Beis, that wine has a special chashivas to it, that even though it's covered, Bar Maboy Machnas Hasuda, it's covered with the Hamoitzi, but still you got to say a separate bracha. Maybe that's only if it's real bona fide wine. If it's only grape juice, maybe not. Then they had other tzadim, and even if it is Bar Piagofen, maybe it's not alagefen, maybe the bracha achrenu should not be alagefen. Tzadim and seeded tzadim, they're not too sure how to deal with this animal, the grape juice animal.
Yeah.
The minig is that people say alagefen also, yeah. But it's the best is to use wine.
When I had grape juice of chalas, it would be more preferable to go make the kiddush of the chalas?
Probably not. We rely on our motion. It's preferable to say kiddush over the wine. Then the Gemara tells there was a shepherd. Shepherd represents Binyamin Raya. shepherd. He was not learned. Shepherds are known to be not known to be learned. So he didn't know how to say Amaytzi Lechem and Haaretz. He didn't know how to say Hazan Asalim Kulu B'Tam Chaim Chesed Rachmim. So either the Bracha Rishayna of Hamoytzi or the Bracha Rishayna of the Birchas Hamazon, he patted by saying Bruchach Birch Mori the High Pito. Shine 1, 2, 3. So the Gemara says Yotze B'Yevad is substitutes for one Bracha, either for Hamoytzi or for the Hazan Asalim. Then the Gemara, what do you mean? What kind of a Bracha is that? You have to have Shem. The Gemara says, okay, he said Birich Achmana. Achmana is not for Nazayin Shem Shem and Mechokim. But it's also good, even though it's only a kinui. You see from this Gemara that the shemas don't have to be one in the Zayin Shem Shem Nechokim. Rachman is also good. Then the Gemara says, but there's a machlokes Amoraim, machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, whether they need Shem Umalchus or Shem alone is enough. And machlokes how we paskin. So it says, Yesh Mefarshim Demistavar Braisa Kavaseh, we should paskin like Rav, because the Braise in the Sifrei Parshas Kisavo supports Rav. Tanya Kaval said the Rav, and Tosis is noted to say we should not pass like Rav. The Braise is not such a conclusive riot to Rav against Rabbi Yechanan. It could be the only pass like Rabbi Yechanan, and Tosis said that's usually the rule. Rav Rabbi Yechanan, Lach Rabbi Yechanan. The Braise is Nishkan Stira, and then Tosis thinks that you need Shem Umalchus, and even Melech alone is not enough. You have to say Melech Olam. You have there are people, a guy's a king over a little country. There's two by nothing. There's nothing. So that's called Melech. You have to say Melech Olam in order to emphasize the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos is more noted to Paskin the second Shita that we Paskin like Rabbi Yechanan that you need Shem Umalchus. What was the marker for this idea that you need Shem or you need Shem Umalchus? I quote a pasuk La'avartem yimitvesecha v'lo shachachti. That's by Vidui Maisa. So what is a peladike drosha from the Torska, from the Sifrei, and it appears in the Mishnah Masechas Maaseh Sheni. That's what the Pavidah Maaseh is referring to, that there's a din d'oraisa, and you have to say a bracha at the time of Hafroshes Maaseh Sheni. Really? We assume that all the brachas are only in the Rabbanan. The Sifrei means to say that this bracha is d'oraisa is very strange. So we saw the Rabbi Mizrachi, yes, Akash. Rashi Achumish quotes this from the Rashi and Parshas Kisava quotes this comment: Lo shachachti milavarechecha melhasku shimcha malchuscha olam. So Rabbi Mizrachi asked that kasha in his commentary on Rashi Alater. What do they mean to say that the birchas hafroshas ma'isa sheni is there? Right? So how can it be? So the Mishkan is Yankiv has a sefer on brachas entitled Koheles Yankiv. So in his sefer he suggests. Maybe it was an old practice to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah, the mitzvahs which involve in Yoni Kiddusha. Like over here, Ma'aseh Sheni has Kiddusha, to be Mekadosh and Nisha has Kiddusha. It says in Sefer Shmuel, Hu Yivarech Es HaZevach, when Shaul lost the Asinus, so the girls met him and they said he can find Shmuel HaRoya, Shmuel HaNavi, he's going to say a bracha over the Zevach. What bracha is he going to say? She'akon Yibadvar before he eats the flesh? No. Stama Birchas HaMitzvah over the fact that they were karbonos. It was karbonos shlamim. So it sounds, you get the impression that there was an old practice to recite a bracha in conjunction with an issue that has kedusha. Marriage also, that's what the Mishkan is Yankin points out, marriage also, the Gemara says, it's a lishna derabbanan. When you say hariyavu kudeshesli, it's a lishna derabbanan, means it's not in biblical Hebrew. To get married is never called kedushin, but it's in Talmudic Hebrew. The terminology is only rabbinical, lishna derabbanan, but the concept apparently is a concept deraisa, that when a couple gets married, there is some kind of an additional kiddusha. The Gemara says in Saito that the ish has the letter yud and isha has the letter hey, and ish v'isha shchina shuei b'neim, they have the yud k. If they get along, if they don't have shalom bayis, then it's going to be esh echlosim. Then it's going to be, they'll be consumed by fire. But when things are going well, then the Shechina Shorei B'neim. So apparently, even though the Lishna Hariyah Mekudeshesli, that terminology is a Lishna Derabbanan, also Lakul Yom Ke'engdush, but the concept that it represents, that marriage, Jewish marriage contains an element of Kedusha, is a concept deraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a few Achrenim say like this, and therefore perhaps there always was a bracha on getting married. That's what the Tosis in the beginning of Ksubas quotes from a Medrash on the Pasuk, Vayivorcha es Rivka, Vayomer lo achaseinam atayili alfi Ravava, when Eliezer came to make a shidduch for Yitzchok, and the guy was going to bring back Rivka. So it says by Rochas Rivka. So the simple translation, the simple punctuation of the pasuk by Rochas Rivka Yom Rola, they recited this bracha. So Tosfos punctuates it differently. They say by Rochas Rivka semicolon. They recited Birchas Erison. You couldn't say Birchas Nisun. The chazan wasn't there. But Birchas Erison, you can do Ayde Shliach. That was a brach to Rivka. Rochas Rivka means a brach to the Rebbe Shalom in conjunction with the Erison. What do you mean to say that there was always a Birchas Erison? Koidim Atan Torah. So that's what it sounds like. That there was always a brach in connection with Inyoni Kiddush. So that's what the Koheles Yankim suggests over here. But it's problematic because he just says that that was the practice, but not that you're mechuyif to do it. So one, the one who recites Bidei Maisa says, I fulfilled the minig. It's a little bit difficult. Possibility. So we mentioned the Malbim has also a fantastic shot, very fascinating shot. But the question, has it really fit in? He claims that the Iker Din is when you mafrish truma, you have to say, Harezu truma Lashem. The Loshen appears in the Yerushalmi like that. When you mafrish truma, mafrish chal, you say, Harezu truma Lashem alakol. So that's what it means. Lo shachachtem alahaskus shimcha or shimcha malchuso. Either you have to say harezu truma l'Hashem or l'Hashem melech ha'olam. Haskara shem Hashem or malchus shem or malchus is a machlokes. When you carry shem truma, you have to say shem Hashem or shem and malchus. In the later generations, once the Tanoim instituted Anshei Knes Hagdola, instituted a birchas hamitzvah in conjunction with hafrashas truma, so there's no longer any need to say harezu truma l'Hashem alakol. He's mentioning Shem Shamayim when he recites the bracha. So now it's enough to say harezu truma. But where did the Rishalmi get such a lashon harezu truma l'Hashem alakol? It was a carryover from the earlier generations before they instituted the birchas hamitzvah. So then there was a din d'oraisa. You have to mention the Shem Hashem in connection with the kriya Hashem. It's also problematic. What's a machloikis? It's a machloikis, Rav and Rav Yechanan, when you mafresh truma, when you mafresh Maaseh Shem, you have to say Shem or Shem or Malchus. So how does it carry over to Bracha? The same machloikis carries over to Bracha. Well, the Bracha needs Shem or Malchus. What does one got to do with the other? Problematic. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Sunday is a regular day, no? Okay, we have to finish all the Hazara. Bye, Wednesday. So, Sasha.